Hi, my name is Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net. Welcome to this fourth and final course in a series of courses on the fundamentals of Microsoft Azure. And I've titled this course Virtual Machines, but that's kind of a misnomer. Yeah, for about half of the series, we're going to learn about the features of virtual machines and virtual networks and how to configure the various features available in both of those. However, in the second half, it's kind of going to be the catch-all for all the topics that I couldn't fit easily into any of the other courses. So after we talk about VMs and VNets, then we're going to spend several modules on popular services like Microsoft Azure Mobile Services. Then we're going to start to take a whirlwind tour of the most popular services on Microsoft Azure just at a very high level. I'm not going to go into much depth. Just a 50,000 foot level overview, not a lot of detail, but hopefully you'll be able to, from that height, see the landscape of the product in general. Now, if you started at the beginning of the series of courses with me, then you're doing a great job. Wow, that's awesome. We're almost to the end of our work together, so hang in there. However, if you're just jumping in here and you haven't watched the other courses in this series, don't worry. Nothing we discuss in this course is really dependent on those other courses per se. Even if I make a passing reference to topics that we talked about previously, I don't think it's going to be required knowledge. But if you do encounter something that you don't understand, by all means, look through the other topics in the previous courses or just search for it on Azure's own documentation. So up to now, we've only looked at Microsoft's platform as a service offerings, but now we're going to delve into Microsoft's infrastructure as a service products. And as they say, without further ado, let's jump on in and let's get started with some of the conceptual background on virtual machines and related infrastructure as a service concepts. And then we'll move on from there with some actual hands-on demonstrations. So I'll see you in the next module. Thank you.